company Omega for America is working with a dozen states to clean up their voter rolls with his system called Fractal Technology. The website is Omega4America.com. And we welcome Jay Valentine to the show. Jay, how are you?
Well, how are you today? Good to speak with you.
All right, thank you. So your background is you led a team that built the eBay fraud detection engine, stopping online auction fraud, and you led a team that built the technology for the TSA no-fly list, keeping terrorists out of the U.S. Thank you. So explain to us what Fractal Technology is and how it can clean up the voter rolls.
Well, Fractal Technology is a new technology stack that runs 1,000 to 1,000,000 times faster than any current technology. Our users are mostly large utilities and telco companies who have to run massive artificial intelligence systems, and they need them to run as fast as quantum computing will allow them. Now, we got pulled in to Wisconsin by Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee right after the 2020 election. Never saw an election roll before in our life, but we're the only guys in the election space who've ever been doing really big-time fraud analysis. So like you said, we built the eBay fraud engine, and we built the TSA no-fly list, and we just applied that technology to cleaning voter rolls. And I got to tell you, we did one in your beautiful state in Washoe County, finding 4,000 people who registered from hotels and 1,500 who registered from parking lots and several hundred who registered from literally casinos. The property rolls, one of the things we do is we take the property rolls and we compare them with the tax rolls, and you would be stunned to find how many voters claim to live in a Manchurian restaurant or a 7-Eleven.
No, I would not be shocked, Jay, at anything. Believe me, I believe elections are completely fraudulent, completely rigged, completely stolen. The voter rolls are completely dirty. The mail-in ballots with no voter ID is a absolute swamp of fraud. So everything you're saying, I agree with everything you're saying. I know is happening. I'll bet you find, examples of like 2,000 people registered at a Chinese restaurant. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke what's happened to our country. So I understand you're offering to use this Fractal Technology to evaluate our Las Vegas voter rolls, Clark County, at no cost. And I'll bet you money the county refuses to take you up on it.
Well, the county doesn't really have a choice because we don't need the county's permission. So we're working with folks in your state now, and we've already run Washoe County, so we have that in the bag, and the next one we're going to do is Clark. And what we're going to do in Clark is we're going to take the current voter rolls, and we're going to get some copies of some older voter rolls. We're going to cross-check them with the property tax rolls, and then we're going to be working with some elected officials in your state to make this somewhat of a permanent thing so that on a monthly basis, we can download new copies of the voter rolls, see who registered, and all those people who were registering to vote, and they live in a casino, if that's not allowed, then we're going to flag them and take some action with them.
So can you actually, this is the million-dollar question, because I don't really understand the answer to this. If the county doesn't want you to do it, and you say they have no say, you can do it, but can you actually clean the rolls? You can point out to them, look, out of 100,000 people, we've identified 20,000 that are fraudulent. But will they actually, are they forced to do something about it and eliminate those 20,000 from the dirty rolls, is my question.
Well, the answer is they are not. And in most counties, to be really honest with you, Wayne, they don't. So we have county after county after county where we go in and we show the most preposterous things. And remember, we're doing it after the fact. That's the key. So now what we're doing is we're saying we're going to do it before the fact. So what we're going to be doing in Clark and again in Washoe is creating the undeliverable ballot database. It is a list of every person in your county who lives at an address that, according to your property tax record, is an illegal address to receive a mail-in ballot. And if the county sends a mail-in ballot to an illegal address, when they have been notified in advance that it is illegal because it's a bank and you don't have bedrooms in banks. It's an insurance company with no bedrooms. It's a Chinese restaurant with no bedrooms. Then you can actually take criminal action against them. That's what's happening in 11 other states where we are involved with voter integrity teams. They're not asking the county because the county doesn't want to do anything in many of the states. They're making it so painful for the county to deny how filthy their voter rolls are because you can publish. Now, if you publish and you say, well, Wayne Allen Root is a bad guy and he's a phantom voter, you could sue somebody. But we don't publish the name. We publish the address. It's an address-driven system. So we say, here's a Walmart with 150 people located in it. That's a whole different story, Wayne.
I get it, and I like it. I like what you're doing. Jay Valentine is the his company's Omega 4 America. It's Omega and the number 4 America, and the website's Omega, the number 4, and America.com, Omega4America.com. And he's cleaning up voter rolls with his fractal technology. What can you find in voter rolls, Jay, with fractal technology that you cannot find with conventional technology?
That's a great question. So we did the data autopsy for the Kerry Lake campaign. So after Kerry Lake got beat, which she didn't, she actually won in Arizona.
Of course.
We got copies of the voter rolls on two different dates, October 7th and November 4th, 30 days apart. And guess what? The Election Commission changed 33,000 zip codes. Now, those people still got their mail because the post office didn't change them. The Election Commission changed them. And what kind of mail does the Election Commission deal with? Mail-in ballots. 33,000 people had their zip codes changed the week that mail-in ballots went out. They didn't get them. Kerry Lake didn't get them. Somebody got them. The people didn't get them. And those ballots got voted against Kerry Lake. You can't find that with conventional technology. That's why we have Republican parties and we have, in several cases, some state legislatures who are mandating that we have real-time 24-hour real-time visibility to the voter rolls, and any change made to the voter rolls is visible to the public, and that's what we do.
So, I mean, look, I love you and I love what you're doing. It's fantastic, Jay Valentine. But my question is, you know, if you got a Democrat state led by Democrats, they're never going to give in to any of this, right? I mean, you know, even though you're proving things like Kerry Lake absolutely won, I'm sure Donald Trump absolutely won in 2020. But nobody is using your technology and your findings to overturn the bad elections, right?
And it will never happen. And our whole thesis is exactly what you said is the reality. If you find this stuff after the fact, you have created a useless endeavor. But you have to be able to do this in advance. So what right. The undeliverable ballot database does is we're delivering this literally in 2 weeks to a bunch of states. And those states, several of them, are states that are controlled by the Democrats. But Republican legislators have brought us in. We've created this database, and they're going to start publishing this information. And when people see that Walmart that they shop in, where they buy their underwear, has 153 people registered there, now it's not crazy stuff. It's not some crazy Chinese URL sending signals to the moon and all that crazy stuff you heard back 2 years ago from all these crazy, nutty people running around with their hair on fire with election integrity. Now it is a sober state senator, state rep saying that these people are at illegal addresses. They cannot be challenged because the addresses are not called illegal by Republicans. They're called illegal by the voter county tax records. It's a whole different argument. And now we're not going to get them off.
Hey, Jay, we're up against the break. We got to run. What you're doing is great. Let me make sure everyone knows. Call Fractal Technology, and his website is Omega4America.com. Omega, the number 4, America.com. We appreciate everything you're doing. We know you're right. We know the elections are rigged. We know they're being stolen, and we know you're right. We got to get to them before the election, not after the fact. Thank you, Jay. We're on the run. Thanks, Jay. Jay Valentine, Omega 4.